tax debt quickly and affordably. Call the Tax Relief Helpers hotline at 800-885-0622. That's 800-885-0622. Start your relief today.
Thunder Country weather.
Tonight in Thunder Country, mostly clear skies. The overnight low around 33 degrees. For your Tuesday, some showers in the afternoon, maybe just some sprinkles there. But on the overnight Tuesday night, we're anticipating up to 3/4 of an inch of rain as we have non-severe showers and thunderstorms on the overnight. And Wednesday, 40% chance of showers. Now it's time for Just Start Talking on Thunder Country. Just Start Talking is a community service program from KIIC. And now with your host, Pat Powers, here's Just Start Talking.
With me in the studio right now, I've got Darren Manson and Cara Manson, and they're going to be talking about an afternoon of bluegrass that's going to be happening right here at the King Opera House on Sunday, April 6th. It's coming up real soon at 2 p.m. But before we start talking about bluegrass, we want to talk about the original item of how bluegrass came to be in the first place. Darren, tell us a little story about that.
Well, bluegrass, it started out Bill Monroe. Everybody associates bluegrass with Bill Monroe, obviously. His group that he had, his band that he'd put together, they were playing a mixture of blues and old Celtic and Irish and the folk stuff, the mountain music from down there. And for those of you that maybe don't know, Bill was originally from the state of Kentucky. And the state of Kentucky is nicknamed the Bluegrass State.
That it is.
He was doing a show one night, getting ready, and he went on stage, and the MC said, "This is Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys." And the term bluegrass just kind of stuck from then on.
There's always a story behind it.
Yes,
and
there is.
And it's really interesting how it has maintained its name throughout the rest of the music genre. And speaking of genres, you know, there's so many genres that are out there. Of course, rock and roll. We've got country. We've got country and western. And then we've got this bluegrass. We've got the blues that we went through. But, you know, it's unique. Each genre, Cara, has that unique sound, and it's able to distinguish that music as it goes through when you listen to it, right?
Yes.
It's really interesting to hear the different types as they go through.
Yep, and you can distinguish. When I met Darren 25 years ago, I didn't know what bluegrass music was. And he introduced me to playing the bass. I play the bass in the band. And, it's been a ride.
Okay.
It's fun.
Good.
It's fun and something we can do together. But, yeah, the bluegrass sound is pretty much, if you can hear the back chop of the mandolin and the banjo driving the banjo drive in there, that's bluegrass.
Okay.
Golly.
All right. Now, I'm going to put your feet to the fire with this question, Cara.
Okay.
Do you play more than one instrument?
Well, there's a history there. So my husband loves to tell everybody on stage that during my high school year, so from junior high into high school, I played the French horn.
Okay.
So he said that got me ready for my bluegrass career. Not sure how, but in the bluegrass band, no.
Okay.
Just bass.
Okay. Okay. What about you, Darren? Do you play more than one instrument?
Mainly I play banjo for the band. I do pick up the guitar. I've picked up the mandolin. I play a little bit of dobro. I play some fiddle. I play bass.
Okay.
Working on pedal steel guitar.
Oh, nice. So answer me this. Which one do you like the best?
I like banjo the best.
Okay. Okay. Very good.
I've been playing that since 1980.
Nice. Nice. All right. Very good. All right. Let's get on with it. This afternoon of bluegrass that's going to happen at the King Opera House. It's going on Sunday, April 6th at 2 o'clock. There's a purpose behind it. Tell me a little bit about the purpose.
For a few years now, we moved to Albia in 2014, I believe. And ever since we've gotten into town and gotten to know the town and whatnot, we have done 2 shows a year in the King Opera House. We do one in the spring, we do one in the fall. And every time we've done a show at the King Opera House, we have given it's free will donation. And half of the money that comes in from those that come listen to the show go back to the house. Now they're renovating. So half of it goes to the house, quarter of it goes to Fine Line, and then this time a quarter of it will go to Salt River. And we've just always done that. I mean, we're not going to make millions, obviously,
right.
but it's fun.
Right.
It's something we can do and something we can give back.
It's our little way of helping the King Opera House, and you know, because it's a treasure.
It is a treasure.
It is
it's a huge treasure for this
very
community.
Beautiful structure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You mentioned a couple of groups, Fine Line Bluegrass and the Salt River Band. We'll get to those here in a little bit. But also, you've been involved with the play as well. I remember that as well. So is that going to be part of your resume activity again?
Well, I don't know. They haven't asked me back yet.
We'll see if we get invited back. After Full of Corn Pone made her debut, we don't know that we'll get invited back.
All right. Sounds good. Then we'll get to that. We'll get to that on later on. That was really neat because that play was, if I'm not mistaken, it was run twice. Is that what it was?
Yes.
And
actually, no, we ran it three times.
I think we
okay,
ran it three times.
Yes. Yeah. And again, with that group of people in the audience, it was well received. And I like the interaction. People were able to answer questions. And
yeah,
ask questions.
It was fun.
Yes.
All right. Let's get to the two groups. Let's get to the Fine Line Bluegrass Band. You talk about how many people you got. Talk about how you came up with the name. Give us some information about that.
Well, right now we have 7 in the band. They kind of move in and out of the band a little bit. It depends on what they have in their life going on, whether they'll be on stage with us. Right now we have a young lady from over in Woodburn, Amy Heckman. She does some great vocals for us. Her son, Josiah Heckman, started out as a banjo student of mine, and I taught him some guitar, and he started playing on that, and he had always told me during his lessons that he kind of, you know, had this dream of being in a bluegrass band and playing. Well, we kind of had the need for a rhythm guitar player, you know, even though he was taking banjo lessons, but he was getting good on guitar, so I brought him on board and gave him a job in his bluegrass band that he wanted. He was playing rhythm guitar, and we'd swap back and forth. He'd play banjo once in a while and that, so that's Josiah Heckman. Right now, that young man is in his last year at Palmer College in Davenport to be a chiropractor.
That's big.
So we don't get him as often as we would really like to, and when he is back in the band, it's a treasure to have him. We have Mr. Jerry Pitt out of Melcher, Dallas. He plays the dobro, the resophonic guitar for us, which he also builds those. He is a very, very great luthier on that. Has resophonic guitars on the stage in Nashville at the Grand Ole Opry and has them in Ireland. And,
nice.
Yeah. Very nice on that. Good guy. He's been with us for quite a while. Our latest person that we've brought on board is Mr. Lonnie Foltz from up in Kellogg, Iowa.
Okay.
Plays rhythm guitar. A tremendous, tremendous bluegrass singer. Wealth of knowledge with the music and that. Mr. Joe Starcevic from here in town.
Sure.
Plays fiddle for us.
Okay.
Right now he's on the mend with everything that he has going on, so he hasn't played with us for a while, but his spot is still down there on that side. We miss having that fiddle in there. We love to have Joe in there. And then, of course, there's Cara and I. Cara plays bass, and I play banjo.
Oh, phenomenal. Phenomenal stuff. I'm talking with Darren and Cara Manson. They're chatting about the Afternoon of Bluegrass that's going to be happening at the King Opera House. This is going to be happening on April 6th. That's a Sunday at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And it's a free will offering for folks to be able to step in there and enjoy some activity. And the Fine Line Bluegrass, though, you know, that is a unique name. I don't know if you have it patented, but you have to have a unique name when you have a band. Give us some information information, a background about how this name came to be?
Well, we put the group together quite a few years ago, and I don't know if anybody's ever been in the process of naming a group or anything. It's almost kind of, I suppose, like naming a cat or a dog, you know, a pet. And we'd be driving down the road, and Cara would have a piece of paper and a pen, and we'd be striving along, and I'm like, hey, exit 73, that looks good, or Bondurant, that looks good, you know, writing stuff down. We were just doing the, you know, the think tank stuff.
Yeah.
And we were at practice one day, and one of our band members, we were playing something. And, of course, you know, practice is when you kind of move off the sides into the other realm, you know, to see if things work. And he just kind of mentioned, he says, yeah, man, we walked a fine line on that one. And it's like, huh, fine line bluegrass. We walk a fine line.
That is phenomenal. That is a cool story how it came to be and has stuck, you know,
yes,
with it. You don't go for a few years and say, okay, let's be the whatever group now. You stick with it with
yes,
what you got.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, give us a little background about the Salt River Band. You were able to be introduced to those folks a year ago. Give us some input about this group.
These young men come from the Kirksville area down Missouri, and we were introduced to them. We go to a jam weekend in Urbana twice a year, and they showed up in Urbana. And they were playing, and they impressed us. And then they showed up for our festival here in town.
Now, when you say the festival, you're talking about the one out at the fairgrounds,
I'm talking
right?
about the Monroe County Country and Bluegrass Festival that
yeah.
we now have out here at the fairgrounds in September. And they came on stage, and everybody loved them. So we like to, in our shows, bring different people with us to play on these two shows that we do at the King Opera House twice a year. And I just called them and said, would you guys be interested in, you know, donning a stage with us? And they said, sure. And so they're super excited. And they're getting busier as a band. So I am super excited to introduce these fellas to Albia and Salt River Band. They just named their band, too. So,
okay.
I mean, they just have a name for this season, I think. So we're excited to introduce them.
And then they're a quartet of four, right?
Yes,
they are.
And anything about it in particular different than your band? I mean, four versus seven, the sound is going to be, what, a little bit different,
yeah,
obviously?
Yeah, it's a little different on the instrumentation. In Salt River Band, they have a rhythm guitar, a banjo, and a bass. Actually, they have two rhythm guitars. Another gentleman will play mandolin off and on in the band as well on that. But what we really, really enjoyed and what impressed me the most about them is they're down to earth. They are very, very kind young men, and they are playing the traditional stuff. They're not taking it into, and they're not taking it into the new realm of bluegrass, which the new realm is good stuff, but for me, I'm kind of an old school person.
Sure.
I like the old traditional.
Right.
And that's what I like about them, that they're still with the traditional stuff.
Now, I've been involved with music a little bit. I was in band in school, started in fifth grade.
Went French to, horn?
No, the coronet. But anyway, I did not hear either time when you talked about your bands, there's no drum set. So is that by trade, or does some people have drums, or what?
Bluegrass music is, there really is no drums in bluegrass. So would you get that? That's for you. But yeah, there's no drums in the bluegrass. Although, if you look at the history of Bill Monroe, back when he first started, he did have a snare drum in it, and he had an accordion in there.
Okay.
But as it's kind of evolved around, the core bluegrass instrumentation would be a bass, a rhythm guitar, a mandolin, and a banjo, a four-piece. That is your basic core of the band, and then we can put the fiddle in or the dobro in. But typically, no, there's no drums. There is some festivals out there that, you know, specify no drums, no electric instruments. It's all acoustic.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're making a total line when they say don't do this or don't do that.
Yes.
That's interesting.
And really with the strictly acoustic stuff, we like that because, you know, you don't have everybody turning up and cranking up amps and
true sound.
Yeah.
True sound. I'm talking with Darren and Cara Manson. They're talking about an afternoon of bluegrass that's going to be happening right here in Albia at the King Opera House on April 6th. That's a Sunday at 2 p.m., and it's a free will offering. And Cara, I don't know about you, but the cool thing about free will, people give what they want to give, you know.
That's right.
And there's no pressure terms of having to fork out a lot of money. If you want to do that, that's great as well.
The idea of selling tickets has gone around, and we've decided just to keep it free will because we know they're going to want to come get some of the best popcorn in the county, in the state, probably. King Opera House has great popcorn people.
Yes.
We would love to fill the place up.
Absolutely.
So come on out. Enjoy an evening or an afternoon of bluegrass with us. And we promise if your toe isn't tapping by the time we're done with you, then you don't have hearing, maybe.
You got to check your pulse, right?
You will be tapping your toe. It's good stuff.
You know what? We're going to let the cat out of the bag just a skosh and turn the calendar from springtime to fall. There's an activity that's going to be coming up at the Monroe County Fairgrounds, September 21st to the 28th, and this has just exploded. Talk about the Monroe County Bluegrass Festival that's going to be going on out there.
Well, the festival that we have going on out there, we have people coming in from all over the Midwest. We had six states last year that represented: Arkansas, Dakotas,
Illinois.
Name it, from all over. And the format of our festival that we do, we have two stages that we put on out there. We have one that is the country dance stage, so we have country performers and bands that go across that. Then we have in the big pavilion building, we have an acoustic stage. And it's really, I shouldn't really say it's an acoustic stage. We can run electric through there. It's just that on the time schedule that we do the bands, it's kind of hard to bring an electric up and set everything up, you know, because your setup time and your teardown time takes out of your performance time. But we do not hire any bands to come play out there. There is bands that do come through and they do shows, you know, for their fans and stuff that'll get together. I like to tout this, that it's a festival for the people, by the people, of the people.
Okay.
It's everybody that jams, that plays out in the campers. It's their time to shine. They can put a band together and write their name on the board and say, I want to go up for a 20-minute slot and do, you know, six songs. They go across that stage. That's their time to shine.
Yeah.
And they have fun with that. The country dance stage, last year we rented a dance floor, put that down in the building. People really enjoyed that. Same concept there. We do have all the electric set up there. There is drums in that building. So you can get up and you can dance, you can two-step, you can line dance, whatever you want to do in that.
Nice.
And that runs a whole week.
Cool.
On that, yes.
And if I'm not mistaken, that's the free will as well on that, right?
Yes. At this festival here, the fairgrounds, they do charge for camping.
Oh, yeah.
But to get in, if you just drive in for the day and don't bring a camper in, you can drive in, bring your own food in, and do your picnic or whatever you want to do and sit and listen to all this music all day long and drive out and just wave at us and say thank you. And we're going to wave at you and say thank you very much. We'll see you next year. But, yeah, otherwise they do. You know, we have Pass the Hat that we do every night, and that for donations. And
Well, the beautiful thing about it is there's so much cooperation with the Monroe County Fair Board, right?
Oh, yes, very much so. Kind of a little story. We, Cara and I took it to Justin and Angela, our concept with this. And we were sitting there across the table from them, and I says, I want to bring in a bluegrass festival to your grounds. I'll run it. I do not want any money on it. As a matter of fact, all this donation that we take out there, all the camping, none of the musicians get paid. None of our volunteers that I bring into the festival get paid. Cara and I take nothing from that. It all goes to the fairgrounds, to the fair board. And they sat there and they looked at each other. They were kind of wondering, you know, if they should report us for being high or something, you know. And then he says, well, it's in September, you know, we're all farmers, so we won't have time really, you know, it'd be a hard time in the field. I says, Justin, I says, all I really need to have is just a person that I can contact in case something goes south. I says, I've got a great band of volunteers that come out here. We have parkers. We have people that pick up trash, everything. I says, I've got a great band of volunteers. And I says, and everybody that shows up, they volunteer to do stuff too.
Cool.
And they like, okay, we'll take a chance on you.
Yeah.
And yeah. I kind of had to laugh. The Friday night of the first year was our biggest night because that Saturday is when the storm came through at dinner time. So that Friday we had drive-in people, and Justin was standing there in the doorway of the big pavilion and watching, and I walked up to him and I said, so, you know, is it what we told you it would be? He just shook his head and says, it's so much more.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good, good, good.
So, but the fair board and the people on the fair board, they are awesome for us. They help us a lot. They help us set up things. I mean, you know, we'll go in and they'll look at us and say, you're the boss. Where do you want this? What do you want done? And you
they're
know,
doing it.
Yeah, and they're doing it for us. And I can't thank them enough.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
They're great people. Thank you.
Fantastic. Well, we'll chat about that later on in the fall there. Again, that's September 21st to 28th. What a great time that will be out at the Monroe County Fairgrounds. But this activity that we're mainly talking about is coming up very, 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 very soon. April 6th. That's the first Sunday in April. It'll be at 2 o'clock at the King Opera House in downtown Albia, Iowa. Free will offerings all the way around. And you'll be listening to two great groups, Fine Line Bluegrass and the Salt River Band. Darren and Cara Manson, thank you for being with me here on KIIC for our edition of Just Start Talking.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, sir.
And if you want to go back and listen to this, just go to our website at www.kiicradio.com and select that Listen Live tab. And on the right side, scroll down, and you'll find this podcast on the right side there. And you can listen to it all over again or just a little snippet of it. I'm Pat Powers reporting.
Take. 'Cause I fell in love. and headed for a heartache this afternoon. I'm Mike Sheffield. Welcome to Monday. Some great tours are planned for this summer. In fact, George Strait doing a stadium tour this summer, and some great headlining acts will be with him. I highly recommend if you can get to that show, go.
Subway station. It's 10 stories to my desk in the smoggiest sky. But after 5, I'm headed home to heaven, to an easy world. There ain't nothing like the love of a small town. And the sound of her sweet voice calling. Country station on the kitchen radio. That's how I know there's still a little magic in this crazy world. There ain't nothing like the love of a small town.
Come true.